In the news this week, Dulwich Hamlet. They went top of the Isthmian League Premier Division on Tuesday night, beating Billericay, moneyed Billericay, 3-1. They followed that up by being in serious danger of going out of existence thanks to their landlords, Meadow. Meadow hit them with an unanticipated bill for back rent of over £120,000, having previously withheld Dulwich Hamlet's share of the bar receipts, with which they might have tried to pay some of that. They then told the club Monday evening that their licence to play at the club had been revoked with immediate effect, essentially rendering them homeless, and then sent them a letter telling them that all their names and initials and logos had been registered as trademarks sneakily behind their backs and could no longer be used by the club. How would you describe that behaviour, Jules?
Outrageous.
Yeah. And it's not just you saying that either. It's also people like Benji Lagnardo, who with his company Pickfair have been sponsoring Dulwich Hamlet. And he joins us now. Benji.
Hey, Jimbo.
What's the latest?
The situation is now so absurd, it's almost funny. I think it's worth just going back to where this mess all started. So 3 years ago, a New York-based hedge fund called Meadow purchased Champion Hill, Dulwich Hamlet Stadium, and the land around it because they wanted to build a big residential complex. And the deal they did with the club was that they would build the club a new stadium on some adjacent land next door and then transfer 98% of the club to a fans organisation, so they become a fan-owned club. So, hypothetically, everyone was supposed to win. At this stage, they also took over the financial management of the club. So they ran the club. They were responsible for paying the players, the staff, the ground staff, the laundry bills. And crucially, they were also responsible for paying the rent that Dulwich Hamlet had to pay to use their own ground because they didn't use it anymore. They didn't own it anymore, sorry. Mm. So just to reiterate, Meadow were responsible for paying themselves rent. So fast forward a couple of years. And last year, planning application was put forward for this big residential block by Meadow, and Southwark Council rejected it because they didn't include anywhere near enough affordable housing provision. Then there was a big legal wrangle started between the council and Meadow. And at that stage, Meadow started using Dulwich Hamlet as a bargaining chip. And the first thing they did was say, right, you're now responsible for the finances. And by the way, that includes an operational shortfall. So you've got to find £3,000 a month just to stay alive. And they've done that through fan donations over the last 4 or 5 months.
So this is essentially Dulwich being used as a bargaining chip.
Absolutely right. So Meadow are New York property developers, and we've got one of those running the White House at the moment. We're quite familiar with some of their tactics, and they are bullying Dulwich Hamlet to try and get Southwark Council back to the negotiating table. But this bill that was delivered on Tuesday for £120,000 in back rent.
What's the annual budget at Dulwich?
So they would make a loss month to month of about £3,000, and I think it costs about £7,000 to keep the club running, which is
right.
Fairly standard. But crucially, this rent bill was the rent that Meadow was supposed to be paying themselves, which has now been lumped onto Dulwich Hamlet, which is totally outrageous. And so Meadow's tactics are dramatically backfiring because now it's all over the press and everyone knows exactly how they operate. And so the council are even less likely to do any business whatsoever with them.
Well, yeah, but that's still a problem for Dulwich Hamlet then.
Not necessarily. Now that we can assume that Southwark Council allowing Meadow to put forward this application and build the housing blocks is off the table, there are only really two outs now for Meadow. One is they sell the club to somebody. Rio Ferdinand's legacy organisation has already put in a bid for £10 million. By the way, they bought the assets for 5.7, so that would already be a profit. Or, and this is a real possibility, Southwark Council put in a compulsory purchase order, which means there's nothing they can do about it, and Southwark Council take over. Compulsory purchase orders are usually reserved for, you know, people that own houses in the middle of where a motorway is supposed to go.
Yeah.
They can, you know, local authorities can take the land from them. That might actually happen to Meadow from Southwark Council.
OK, so Peter John, the council leader, has joined the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, who's also got involved in this story, is that right?
That's right, and this is why this makes it even clearer that Meadow don't have any options left, because even if hypothetically Southwark Council were to give the go-ahead to this residential complex, the GLA have to rubber stamp it at the end. And Sadiq Khan said, I'm not going to do that. So there's nowhere really left for Meadow to go. So hopefully...
Sadly, that's also true right now of Dulwich Hamlet in the short term.
Not necessarily.
Do you have a... Where are they going to be playing their games?
So at the moment, there's a big question mark there. It looks as if Meadow might allow them to play at Champion Hill for the rest of the season. But they are also in talks with other local football teams to do ground shares. You know, places like Tooting and Mitcham, who obviously, as you know, are a huge rival of Dulwich Hamlet, but they put their rivalries aside for the good of football. And there's this kind of real moral imbalance going on between how Dulwich Hamlet are operating themselves at the moment and how Meadow are.
Mm. Wow. Outraged listeners can do what to help, Benji?
So go to Dulwich Hamlet's Twitter feed, where you'll see all the links to the GoFundMe pages. And the biggest thing you can do is to talk about this. Please tell your friends, talk about it in the pub, tell your family, tweet about it, because the more attention that is poured onto this issue, the less likely it is that Dulwich Hamlet will go out of business.
Mm. And obviously buy lots of things from Pickfair, because that
Pickfair.com.
Trickle down.
That's it. So we're an Airbnb for images. So any photographers out there wanting to sell images to any business out there, whether they're a publisher or a small business looking for social media advertising, go to pickfair.com.
All right, I meant that kind of ironically, but you really took the ball.
Give me the opportunity. I'm going to take it.
Benji, all right, well, I'm so glad that you've got positive news, because reading the developments the last couple of days, it looked unbelievably bleak. Like, you know, the suits basically were crushing poor old Dulwich Hamlet under their moneyed heels. But there's hope out there. And good to see as well, one local council, in contrast to, say, the situation for poor old Millwall that they've been through recently, one local council actually apparently on the side of the good guys.
Yep, I think they've seen what can happen if you don't back local community football clubs.
Right. Benji, get back out there with your pitchfork and your torch and, you know, fight the good fight. Thanks so much for coming in today.
No problem.